Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Good morning, thanks for joining us. Charlotte, North Carolina is known for a couple of things. Banking hub, how about the world-class sports teams, venues, museums. We just celebrate life in Charlotte, North Carolina. We just do that. We also have some good food. Well, serving as our mayor right now is Mayor Vi Lau. She's joining us this morning to talk about all the good things in Charlotte, things that need to be changed in Charlotte, and just to have a little bit of fun. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Francine. Thanks so much for having me. And thanks for that opening. Sometimes people forget how amazing this city is and how we are always looked at as a model for so many other places. So that was pretty cool for you to acknowledge that and understand that.
And, you know, years ago when we moved here, all of our family members wanted to move here. Like, no. And then they moved here anyway. But now we've got all kinds of housing shortages. So yeah. I don't know if you want to start there or you want to start at the mobility plan. The UDO, new hourly wages for city workers?
Why don't we start with housing? Because I think for me, passion for housing for so long, you know, the first time that I ran for office, I said, if you work in Charlotte, you ought to be able to live in Charlotte. And we've done that for over 12,000 people or families. We've built over 12,000 affordable housing units we have in underway or under construction or even completed by now. But we have grown so much. You know, we're the 15th largest city in the country. So as we've grown, the need has grown. This fall, if this community allows me to continue to serve, I hope that the city council will have a housing summit that's around how do we provide housing choices so that people can come here and make a decision of whether or not they want to rent, own, whether or not they want to live in a duplex or a triplex. All of these things are coming up now.
So let's move down, if that's okay, to money.
Since I began serving as mayor, when people in healthcare were making probably $10 to $12 an hour, when you look at our two healthcare systems now, they're at $20 an hour or up. The city alone has made a commitment that we will pay any worker, no matter where you are, will make no less than $20 an hour. And that includes health insurance. That includes benefits. It includes a 401k model for everyone. So I'm really proud of the work that we've done to advance wages, not just within the city, but across the private sector. Because as we know, it is particularly important for us to have a good workforce. And the one way to do that is to attract people with decent wages. But then there's a second part to it, Francine, where we have to begin to train people for the jobs that are available in Charlotte. Once again, we've tried and attempted to have a workforce development plan. We're getting very close to it. We call it Charlotte Hire. We're working with the private sector, governor's office, with Charlotte Works, Goodwill, Urban League. I don't know if you know this, but the Urban League does an HVAC repair program, and they had one class filled with just women. They graduated with a wage of $17.50 an hour. That is the kind of small thing that makes a difference in someone's life. As African-American, Black women especially, there's so many equity issues to resolve and work on, all the way from redlining to desegregating schools. All of these are equity issues, but wages and equity are really, really important, which is why we really focus on a lot of the cohorts around construction, where we need people, technology, where we need people. We attracted a company called Centene. They're hiring 3,000 people. They're in the university area, and their primary workforce are women, and particularly women of color. They have an on-site clinic. They have an on-site gym. They have one of those cafeterias with healthy options in it because they're a healthcare company. But more importantly, they are a healthcare company that cares about how women progress in the workforce. And 3,000 new jobs are out there. And we're just needing to get people to understand you got to get up, get that resume out there, go do that interview and get hired. This is another reason that we're working on the digital divide as a part of our racial equity program. And now at Queen's University, we have a group of people that can come together, neighborhood particularly, neighborhood people, to say, how do I get access to the internet so that I can apply for jobs?
So if you're just now tuning in, it is Mayor Vi Laus. You are the 59th mayor?
Yes, I'm running for my third term. On July 26th, there is an opportunity to vote for the mayor and the city council. July 26th, an unusual day for an election. It's not November, but it's a special election because the prior president actually did not work the census in the correct way and therefore delayed our election. If you really want to participate in what's going on in the city, get out and vote on July the 26th. I ask for your support, but at the same time, I really care deeply more that you come out and vote. All of the voting regulations and locations will be open July 26th. So come on out and vote. Make yourself heard. There'll be another election in November and then another election November 2023.
Talk to us about the role.
The role of mayor in this town is to represent the people that live here. And I know that what we have to create is quality of life for everyone. It could mean that you need a place to live. It may mean that you want to see something done about the crime in your neighborhood. It may be that you just need a new road or a new place that you can thrive with a good job. All of that matters. But what's most important is that as mayor, what I think about every day is that people have the quality of life that they choose to live. We want creative people. We want people that do work with their hands. We want to teach our kids the value of work, but the value of creativity as well. So from artists to artisans, that's what this is about, making sure that our city accommodates everyone that chooses to live here. That's my job. That's what I try to represent every day.
Let's talk about UDOs, because I know you're a busy woman and we got to get you to your next meeting.
UDO means Uniform Development Ordinances. We've had the same ordinance since this city over 40 years. We're supposed to grow in 10 years the size of the city of Asheville, another 10 years the size of the city of Greensboro. North Carolina was just named the number one state for doing business. So people are coming. The question is, where will they live? We're known as a banking and financial technology city. We want to be known as a creative city. We want to be known as a place that if you're in the hospitality industry, that you can live decently in our city. That's what the UDO does. Check out multiple websites. I would start with Charlotte Works, job training and job development application entity here in Charlotte. So Charlotte Works will be a good start. But if you need training, I want you to talk to the Urban League, Goodwill. Batesport Road has a construction school. And I think just those kinds of things. If you are employable now, if you have the training to do a job, I think that you should go to Charlotte Hires. And that's where we have our job locations. That's what we try to do. Charlotte Water is hiring constantly. The city has set an example for every employer in the city to pay well and provide adequate benefits so that people can live in our city. Let me say, Francine, you know, we're going to open a medical school in 2026. And over the next 5 to 10 years, that medical school is going to generate 10,000 jobs. Anything in healthcare is going to be booming. You know, we're going to add finance, technology, and healthcare. And so start thinking about that now. When your kid comes in and they're saying school is really hard, just tell them to hang in there for the 2 years. Go get a radiology certificate. Go get an LPN. Go get an RN, because 5,000 jobs out of that medical campus will be available to us. And we want people that live here to have those jobs. That's why we agree to support these businesses as they grow. But however you define what you want, let's go after it. Let's make sure you have a decent and safe place and have a good paying job to achieve it.
What is the best website?
Go to vilaus.com and look at what I have done. But you can also, in my role as mayor, just email me at mayor@charlottenc.gov. That's the way that I communicate with people generally, from all the way from how do we deal with litter in our community? How do we deal with crime in our community? These are all things that I read about, and I read about them because people send them to me. And I hope that people understand that that connection is so important to our success. Without you, the residents of this community, we're not a city. A city is somewhere where people come together to create something fabulous. And that's what we want in Charlotte.
VILYLES.com.
Mayor@charlottenc.gov. G-O-V.
You know, I got to ask you about food. What's your favorite?
I went to the Colombian festival this weekend and had some great empanadas. I went to a 100-year-old birthday party and had a great meal with them. I get to eat out a lot. My favorite place is to go home and eat. I'm a baker, so I make cake. I put it in the freezer, and then I take it out and put some strawberries on a piece of pound cake, and life is good.
You got to give us the recipe.
Buttermilk pound cake, lemon pound cake, regular pound cake, coconut pound cake. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Mayor Vi Lyles is running for mayor of Charlotte. She's right now serving. Presently, she's serving as the 59th mayor of Charlotte, North Carolina since 2017. Mayor Vi Lyles, thank you.
Thank you, Francine.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.
Please, please do not harm us. We have come to your planet for one thing, the Francine Marie Show. It's the only content we can digest.